Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite. We're going to start off with a guy, one of my favorite people covering the NFL, Mark Schlereth, and we're going to go to Luke Jensen and talk about the NFL playoffs and some of the fun things with him, get him in on it. His father played for the Giants. We're going to be joined in the last segment to talk about the new signing of the big unit with Josh Burns and Jim Beattie. Josh is the general manager of the Diamondbacks. And we're also going to talk about the Hall of Fame and the snubs, if you will, that happened with the steroids. And I thought we'd start off with that with Mark Schlereth, who played and certainly probably knew one or two people that used steroids during his time. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy, and thanks for joining us, man. You're one of my favorite people on the network there because you tell it like it is. Tell us how it was for you playing in an era where there was, shall we say, the whispers of suspicion in steroids.
Well, you know, I think I came in the league at a very good time. I think steroids had a prominent place probably in the 70s, early 80s in the National Football League, and then the National Football League decided, hey, we can't have this. You know, performance-enhancing growth can't be a part of this league. And so they made strides to really crack down on that. They made strides to really change kind of not only the change the policies, but change the psychology of NFL football players. And so they put in pretty stringent drug testing policies. The first year of random testing was my rookie year in 1989. So at that point, several things had happened. It was a random test that was pretty accurate, and I think it was really a deterrent because guys didn't obviously want to lose their job and lose 4 weeks to suspension and all those things. And so I think at that time it worked pretty well. Obviously, that testing policy is not the same as it used to be. And because of the advance of kind of synthetic steroids and things that are untestable and the human growth hormone, but I think at the time when I came in, it was pretty stringent, the testing policy, and I don't think there was a lot of guys circumventing that testing policy, but I think that has changed.
Well, listen, we're going to go to a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about just your take on the BCS championship game, and we'll talk a little bit about yesterday's discussion with Mike Kliss from the Denver Post about the Darren Williams tragedy. And finally, we'll get to the meat and potatoes, the NFL playoffs with Mark Schlereth on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Channel 122.